WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a man! What the Rock is cooking!
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so. And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
This is my brutality!
I eat, sleep, bleed, the demons in your dreams. I eat, sleep, bleed.
It's Monday night, and you know what that means. It's time for another edition of Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Chat, if you have that Amazon Prime link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking that purple rectangular button below the screen like Matt did. You click the button before 46 months before we hit the little Wild Talk Radio sounder. So there's that. You can use creator code Rock and Sock or Lindsay Ward in the 4.9 shop when you buy your Star Wars stuff. And apparently, Miles Morales Thursday.
Yay! Because that's what we need. Yet another crossover in Fortnite. Woot woot!
I'm the producer, Sir Rockin. That's Lindsay Ward.
Oh, this was a show. We are on the road to Judgment Day, aren't we?
No.
Or excuse me, Night of Champions.
That
I don't even know which one it is anymore.
Judgment Day is a group, former pay-per-view. Night of Champions is the event, the premium live event, which takes place a week from Saturday. That's going to be a wrestling weekend.
That's going to be a wrestling weekend.
Because it's Saturday is Night of Champions, Sunday is an NXT event, Battleground, and an AEW show. NXT and AEW are up against each other. It's gonna be a weekend.
The internet is going to have a ball.
They are really gonna have a ball. Things that happened on this show: a follow up from last week on Monday Night Raw. Shinsuke Nakamura took on The Miz. Good match between the two, with Shinsuke Nakamura getting the win.
I like this. I like that we're pushing Shinsuke. I'm here for this. Let's go.
It's about time, and I think he's gonna get a solid push on Monday Night Raw. We had learned backstage that Liv Morgan was injured on Friday Night SmackDown in their tag match against Damage Control. So Chelsea and Sonya were skeptical of the injury and, you know, force them to forfeit the titles because they can't defend them. Raquel was like, I'll defend them, but no. Instead, it was Raquel and Chelsea one-on-one on this show on Monday Night Raw. Raquel looked dominant. Chelsea had her moments. Chelsea's really good in her role.
Mm-hmm.
And she can... There were some hard-hitting shots in that match. Raquel, like, laid in a few clotheslines and stuff. Chelsea held her own. Raquel got the win, but Chelsea held her own. So we'll get the eventual tag team title match once Liv is healthy. But there are others looking for the belts when Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler attacked Raquel Rodriguez on the steps. You know, what are they supposed to do? Said, you know, you're supposed to defend your titles with or without Liv. And if she doesn't start defending them, she's going to get a beating every single time, as Shayna laid in a knee to leave her laying. You can tell that Chelsea and Sonya were supposed to be the quick little stopgap for the eventual Ronda and Shayna versus Liv and Raquel match, which was probably supposed to take place in the Night of Champions, and it still may, depending on how injured Liv is. But it was good to see Ronda and Shayna back.
I like this. This was really good. I mean, obviously it was the stopgap, but that's fine. Like, there's nothing wrong with stopgaps, right?
No, because it gives other people opportunities. And Chelsea and Sonya are really good together, and they'll get their title match when Liv's back. But yeah, stopgaps are fine, and Ronda and Shayna should be the challengers.
And if you're going to do something with Ronda and Shayna, then for the love of God, do something.
Especially now that they're both probably healthy.
Yes. Please do the thing.
So,
thank you.
So Zoe Stark was backstage, and we set up next week's match this way. She was talking to Nikki, and, you know, she was calling her names and stuff. And then Candice LeRae showed up to defend Nikki Cross, and it'll be Zoe Stark and Candice next week on Monday Night Raw.
Okay.
Nice little, you know, little segments on this show. One of the better segments on this show was in this year defeating two guys. No, that was just same old, we've seen some from Veer and Sangha in NXT and now here on the main roster. We've seen Veer squashing people forever. I'm tired of it. I know this was the idea, you have to reintroduce them. Perfect. Hopefully after a month of reintroducing them, we're not doing this 4 months from now where Veer and Sangha are defeating two locals. I hope that's not the case anymore. I want to get past that with them.
We should be past that. I mean, but I get it. They're just trying to figure it out right now.
Because they're new on Raw, so you have to.
You have to, but at the same time, it's like, can you just maybe, I don't know, not and do the thing?
Well, I'm kind of over squash matches. And for people, we've seen them do it for 6 months, like with Veer, where squash match, squash match, squash match for like the first 3 months he was on Raw. Okay, right out the gate, cool. But after that, it's like, step up in the competition.
Yeah, again, like what we just said with Ronda and Shayna. If you're going to do the thing, do the thing. Mm-hmm. Don't sit here and dick around with it. If you're going to push them, push them. If you're going to make them into something, make them into something. If not, don't bother.
Yeah, so, because it's like the Omos thing. We've seen him beat people over and over again. Now he's got to beat legitimate competition, because every time he's in the ring with a legit person, he loses. So when he's back on TV, legit competition he needs to meet. One of the good things on this show, though, was the sit-down interview style segment they did with Seth Rollins. They went back, talked about him winning the NXT Championship tournament. Then we had some Shield stuff where, you know, we talked about him going after the breaking up the Shield, and we got a whole discussion about that. I like the idea of Corey Graves doing sit-down interviews just like that, and I hope Barrett does the same thing for AJ on SmackDown, because this was a good way to get the characters over without having them get in the ring and cut promos. It's like, here's an interview segment that was really well produced, and it told the story of, hey, this is where we're headed. And they did a teaser where, after talking up the Visionary gimmick, next week we're going to talk about Roman. So we're going to get more of it next week. This was a nice change of pace, and it made the match, it's going to make the match feel bigger since AJ and Seth are on two different brands. This was a nice way of building it.
I like this. This was very professional, very well done. It's a good, like you said, it's a good way to do this. It's a great way to do this. Because it's different than having them just be in the ring, keep doing an interview segment. I like that it was backstage. I like it was produced. I like that we went through the history. I like all of this. I think this is good. I'm here for it.
We had a rematch from last week on Monday Night Raw where Dominic Mysterio took on Xavier Woods. Dom got the win thanks to some help from Rhea Ripley, which seems to be the thing, which is why we got the rematch between the two, where Rhea got involved last week and she got involved this week, and probably building to the return of somebody to have Xavier Woods' back. Someone, maybe Kofi here, very shortly, to counteract a Rhea Ripley.
Yeah. You need something to balance that.
Mm-hmm. So they had a little back and forth before the match, and, you know, Woods got the better of him, you know, about the mommy stuff again. So it was fine. We learned that we're going to crown a number one contender for the Intercontinental Championship. Before then, Gunther and Imperium came out and talked about dominating SmackDown, and now they're here to dominate Raw. So he wanted to see who would fight him at Night of Champions. We had Baron Corbin, Zion Quinn, Von Wagner, Kira Tozawa, JD Madonna, Dexter Lumis, Chad Gable, Otis, Angel Humberto, Dolph Ziggler, Eric and Ivar, Matt Riddle, Apollo Crews, who's back, who got a video package, returning, hyping him, Ricochet, Bronson Reed, Elias, Shelton, and Cedric, Mustafa Ali, Johnny Gargano, and Riddick Moss. It was a solid battle royal. Mustafa Ali, Ricochet, and Bronson Reed were the final three. Mustafa Ali won the match. They struggled to get Bronson out for a minute, but they eventually did. Mustafa won the match. And he got the big old celebration in the back, showing off that, you know, he stayed positive, and now he's getting a shot at the Intercontinental Championship. And he made mention to Gunther, you need to be positive, because he's going to fight.
And Gunther just said no.
No, he wasn't having any of that. During the Battle Royale, JD McDonagh attacked Dolph Ziggler after being eliminated. And it looks like we're going to get a little bit there, because they also did a video package for JD. So he's another one that they're going to start pushing too. So, new names, new faces.
I mean, they must be, because they're giving him Ziggler, so...
Is Ali a heel? I thought he's a babyface.
I thought he might be a disingenuous babyface, but I don't think he's a heel.
I think he's going to be a babyface going into this match. So we'll see. We'll see what happens there. We heard from one Cody Rhodes on Monday Night Raw. And he talked all about everything that's been going on with Brock Lesnar. And he told a story about the scorpion and the frog, and the scorpion stung the frog because of its nature, just as Lesnar's nature is to hunt. Cody asked, how's your face? Cody then talked about, he looks in the mirror and sees the guy, you know, who, Brock looks in the mirror and sees the alpha male of our species. Cody looks in the mirror and he sees the guy who busted Lesnar's face. Cody said Lesnar has been on top of WWE for all these years, but he's better than 99% of the superstars who enter it. But at Backlash, Brock Lesnar was not better than me. He took issue with Brock saying, you know, that was a cheap win, and pointed out how a wrestling move that countered another wrestling move is wrestling. Cody then said, you know, maybe this whole thing is about who the big thing on Raw is. Cody said Brock has always been labeled the next big thing, but... And he said, they were always right. What happens when they just simply say, next? Cody says, Brock has conquered WWE in this war, but he needs to step aside because he's no longer the big thing. He's just simply in Cody's way. Finally, some explanation of what we think the story is. So that was good.
That was really good. Cody can cut a hell of a promo.
Yeah, he really, really can. So, speaking of cutting good promos, there was one... Becky Lynch.
Oh, Lord, this.
Becky said part of being the man is admitting when you've got going through some stuff, and she's been going through some things recently. She said when things become too overwhelming, you have to ask for help, and she did that by turning to the two legends in Lita and Trish Stratus. Lynch said Lita was great, and they won gold. They were champions. Then she let Trish get close to her and her family, and then she was blindsided and didn't see Trish as the snake in the grass that, well, we probably all did. She said, despite all that, she thanked Trish. And you know, why, though? Because when Trish hit her, it turned the light on that had been out for many months. She recalled Stratus calling her daughter stupid and gave all the badness in her head a face, a name, and a target. Becky said Trish wants to be the number one in the business. Lynch said she is that and doesn't need a title to prove it. She said she will show Trish how thankful she is when she kicks her head in at Night of Champions. Good promo.
The man's back.
The man is back. Rhea
was all here for it.
Rhea was watching on, and then she and Natty had some issues. And Natalya said Ripley isn't giving respect to other women she's running through. Ripley said Natalya just wants to be in a ring with her so people would care about Natty again. And Rhea said if Natty ever interrupted her again, she would end her career. So there you go with Natty and Rhea. They're starting to come around probably for Night of Champions, which is fine.
Which is very fine. I mean, it will be a very, very, very good match.
But Monday Night Raw opened up with Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Sami talked about how he and Owens are defending the titles against Roman Reigns and Solo Sikoa. Said they are a big threat as there is on paper. Zayn said they get another shot at Roman Reigns. Zayn said Owens should have beaten Reigns for the title, just as he should have, but Reigns cheated his way through this title reign. Zayn said Roman has gone unchecked for far too long, and now we're going to check them. Zayn said Reigns is pushing the Usos too far and too hard. He said it's not enough for Reigns to hold two championships. Zayn called Reigns a psycho and said he may want the tag team titles, but he can't have them. This brought out Judgment Day. Owens said he was happy to see them because he was sick of talking about the bloodline. Owens assumed they wanted a fight, and let's fight. Zayn said it might be his fault for starting at 10, and Zayn said maybe Judgment Day wasn't there to fight. He said, let's hear them out. Gentlemen and Dom, the floor is yours, Sammy said. Priest said Owens was spot on in that he would love to fight. But Bayley's like, we're here to talk. Judgment Day, you know, let's be all calm. Bayley recalled Owens and Zayn saying last week they were done with the bloodline, and well, they're back at it again. Bayley said that if Owens and Zayn somehow get through Reigns and Sokoa, then the line starts with Judgment Day. Because, you know, they'll be next in line. Rhea said they are the ones who, you know, in charge of Monday Night Raw. Zayn said he would love to hear what Dom has to say. Crowd just booed and booed and booed and booed. Owens couldn't hear what anything Dom was saying, and asked Zayn if he could just punch him in the face already. Owens went up, but Rhea got involved, stepping in between Owens and Dom. Then we had a fight, and then we chased off the Judgment Day. Good opening segment.
Very good opening segment, which led to a great, great match to close the show.
It did lead to that, but before we get to that, there was a little segment backstage where Kevin and Sammy got into it with Imperium, setting up a 6-man tag next week, and, you know, Gunther wasn't here listening to any of the crap that Kevin or Sammy were disrespecting his men, so he's going to put them in place next week, as Imperium should. So next week it'll be Imperium versus Kevin, Sammy, and a partner, but tonight it was Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn taking on Damian and Finn. Really good main event. You had Imperium hovering around ringside, distracting the referee. You had Judgment Day involved, and Paul Heyman standing on the ramp with his phone, talking to his tribal chief. Damian and Finn would end up getting the win over your tag team champions. Good stuff.
Paul Heyman out here getting shit done, making things happen.
He is.
For Roman Reigns. And here's the thing. I like this because Paul Heyman has kind of been in the background, lurking in the shadows for quite a while in terms of the bloodline, because Roman has found his footing. He's found himself. He's found the character. And Paul doesn't really need to do a lot.
No.
He just needs to be the supporting character for Roman and for the Usos and really for Solo. And they've had Paul doing more with Solo and helping Solo than Roman. So I like that Paul Heyman's kind of, we're reminded of Paul Heyman's presence, and we're reminded that he does more than just kiss Roman Reigns' ass. That the advocate is still very much present, and he is representing Roman Reigns' interests in terms of regaining the gold which was lost by the Usos, and Roman said, fine, I'll fucking do it myself. And here we are, right?
Yeah.
And so you had Heyman cutting deals with the Judgment Day and Imperium and others to soften Kevin and Sammy up, and even to an extent, maybe even take the titles off of them. So it's easy pickings.
We will have to see. Good show.
Very good show.
But that's our show.
It is our show.
Thursday, it's the Rack.
It is. Tune in. We will have news, notes, and we will have a discussion topic of some kind. I have no idea what, but we will have one. So tune in. It's The Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Saturday, 9:30, it's For Night with Friends. Followed by Stevie Radio, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. WTR Sunday Wrestle Talk Radio returns next Sunday, this Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern, to preview Night of Champions. We'll be back next Monday for the Raw Push at 11 p.m. Eastern. At Wild Talk Radio on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter and Instagram, facebook.com/WildTalkRadio. Now, our chat, if you have the Amazon Prime link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. Buy Miles Morales and all your Star Wars junk by using creator code Rocket Talk or
Lynn's M. Ward.
In the Fortnite I Am Shopper, Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWRD. You can check out my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward, where I stream Genshin Impact and Honkai Star Rail. We will be rolling for Jing Long either tomorrow or Wednesday, whenever the banner flips. I don't know, but come
hang
out.
We're rolling. We're spending
we're
money.
Rolling. We might be spending money.
Oh, God. You should already spend money on it. Go watch or spend money.
I have only 40 pulls. And I don't know if I have the pity to get in. We'll see.
She's spending money.
It won't be a lot of money.
She's already addicted to a new game spending money.
It will. He's OP as fuck. Worth it. He's worth the money. Plus, the voice is just... Yeah. Anyway. Alejandro Soft did not need to go that hard. It's fine, though. So tune in. We're rolling either tomorrow or Wednesday. I don't know what day. Whenever the banner flips. It said one day in 21 hours. So I think that's technically Wednesday.
That would be Wednesday. That's how that works.
So we're rolling Wednesday. But tune in, because I'm playing Honkai Star Rail and Genshin, but mainly Honkai Star Rail, because there's nothing to do in Genshin. So, and you can check out my YouTube channel with my Genshin content and one Star Rail video. But youtube.com/@lensward, lensward.rockradioshow.com, or just Lensward on YouTube. Like, subscribe, ring the bell, do all the things. Thank you.
This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG12. We'll see you Thursday night for the Rock and Rock back here, along the airways, the Raw Wild Talk Radio Network, for another edition of the Raw Post Show, right here at twitch.tv/WTLF.